Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, earlier this week, militants associated with the Islamic State executed 21 Coptic Christians in Libya. Is this group a growing threat?
The so-called Islamic State, ISIL or ISIS, seems to be growing in power and influence even as the battle against them ramps up. I was very saddened to hear about the executions in Libya. For many years, I've worked with Egyptian Coptics, a Christian minority that has long been persecuted in their home country. During the unrest of the past few years, many Coptic churches have been burned down. The persecution was especially intense during the time when the Muslim Brotherhood was in power. And while things have gotten better in Egypt, it is disconcerting that extremists in neighboring Libya are now targeting Copts. ISIS or ISIL has expanded rapidly into the country and also appears to now have connections with the Boko Haram terrorists in Nigeria and the Taliban in Afghanistan. While the group is concentrated in the Middle East, their goal is to expand their borders and their influence in the extremist community. It's important to remember two things. First, we're not at war with Islam. Islam is a vast religion made up of different communities with different beliefs. Most Muslims, I think, want to live peacefully with their neighbors. But secondly, most of ISIL's victims are other Muslims who disagree with their radical project. And that is exactly why our military strategy should focus on our regional partners like Iraq and Turkey and Jordan and others. It is other Muslims who have much to fear from the growing Islamic State. Their utopian dreams are only fulfilled through violence and death.
On Wednesday, you visited the Lancaster Heart and Vascular Health Institute. What did you see and what did you discuss with the doctors?
Well, the Lancaster General Health Institute at the hospital features some real cutting-edge equipment with doctors who are practicing some of the latest techniques to repair heart valves. And I got to see inside their operating room, see some of the tools they use to perform surgery. The latest surgical techniques are minimally invasive, allowing doctors to put new valves in without performing open-heart surgery. And this means that within a week, a patient can be up and moving around normally. As chairman of the health subcommittee, it is very important that I hear regularly from those on the front lines of medicine. What we do in Washington has a big impact on their jobs and the health of their patients. So we discussed a number of the health proposals Congress is working on this session, including my effort to replace the flawed Medicare sustainable growth rate with a new policy and the bipartisan 21st Century Cures Initiative to speed new cures to patients. It was great to see the 16th District is home to doctors working to advance medicine and find new ways to save lives.
You also visited a local manufacturer this week that works on some equipment for some pretty big boats. Tell us about it.
Yes. CPV Manufacturing in Kennett Square has been helping equip Navy ships for nearly 100 years. Today, they are the leading developer and manufacturer of high-pressure control and shutoff valves for aircraft carriers. The facility that I visited is relatively new and makes something they call the O-Seal system. These are leak-proof and reliable connections that the Navy requested for their ships. United States aircraft carriers are an engineering marvel. The newest Ford-class carriers are more than 3 feet ball fields long. More than 4,000 men and women serve on board between 25 different decks. A single aircraft carrier can house 90 aircraft of various classes. These new ships could serve in the Navy for the next 90 years. It's great to see local workers contributing to these incredible ships that help keep our country safe and keep the waters of the world peaceful.
Do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
Yes, the Coatesville Youth Initiative is looking for area youth to join the Service Corps for summer work experience, and the program is open to Coatesville area school district youth between ages 14 and 18. The program includes 8 weeks of paid employment and development in leadership, personal and professional growth. This is the sixth year of the program. Work partners include the library, VA Medical Center, community centers, and the YMCA. Applications are available online at CoatesvilleYouthInitiative.org. Sounds like a great way to spend the summer.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.